What's up, you guys? Welcome back to my podcast, Felon. I'm your host, Harley, and I just want to begin with saying that there aren't that many details out about this case or about our victim. Every single article that I read about this case had pretty much the same basic information in them. So I apologize if I get any information wrong. I tried to wait a while to record this case, hoping that new details or information would be released. But that hasn't happened, and I want to go ahead and talk about it. And later, if and when there are updates, I'll do another episode to keep you guys updated as well. So with that said, let's just jump right into this case. So James Hosea Wright was 18 years old when he went missing from his grandparents' home in Tremont, Mississippi on the 30th of November 2008, which was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Like I said, there aren't really any articles out there that state who Jamie was as a person or give really like any details about his childhood and the dynamics of his family life. What I do know is that Jamie had a younger sister named Katie, who was 12 years old when her brother went missing, and she told me that Jamie was the absolute best big brother to her. She said he had a huge heart and loved people fiercely and was the most loyal person to the people that he loved. Jamie's dad, Jeff Wright, told a local news reporter that his son had struggled with methamphetamine addiction and had entered rehab several times. But more importantly, he wasn't just his addiction. He wasn't just a drug addict. He was known for his strong personality and his compassion for others. Like I said, he had a huge heart. He was a good person, a good kid. His dad went on to say, quote, "People loved him. People who knew him really loved Jamie. He could be stubborn and rough, but what kid can't? For anybody to harm him or do him in the wrong way, he didn't deserve nothing was done to him the wrong way," end quote. So the last place Jamie was officially seen was at his grandparents' house, like I said. Now, I'm not exactly sure why Jamie was at his grandparents' house this day. He might have been living with them at the time, or he could have just been staying there for the weekend. I really don't know. But it was said that he was last seen in a wooded area in his grandparents' backyard. And I also don't know how long after Jamie went missing that an actual police report was filed, but when authorities were notified that Jamie had went missing, they immediately put out a description of Jamie to the public and the media, saying that Jamie was 5'3", he weighed 125 to 130 pounds, with blue eyes and brown hair, and they asked the public to be on the lookout for him. And then the police began searching the area that he was last seen pretty much immediately. They even brought a search dog to the area to assist them in the search, and the dog actually tracked Jamie's scent from like his grandparents' house to an area, a wooded area on the other side like of the road. And this is where the police discovered multiple items that belonged to Jamie, but they unfortunately did not find Jamie. After the search dog had took them to the wooded area, the dog then led the investigators down a like path out of the woods and then down the road, until Jamie's scent disappeared, which led authorities to believe that someone had picked Jamie up down the road where the scent had stopped. So that put out this theory that Jamie was last seen at his grandparents' house, but that people believe that he had gotten into an unknown car with an unknown person and just left, because that does make sense. If a scent dog stops tracking your scent like abruptly down the road, it would make sense that he got into a vehicle. But anyway, after the first search for Jamie, yielding no answers to where Jamie actually was, everything about Jamie's disappearance kind of went quiet for a while, although authorities didn't give up investigating his case behind the scenes. To be honest, though, in my opinion, they probably knew Jamie was an addict and a troubled kid in a way, and they figured he just ran away and that he'd be back, but sadly, this would not be the case. In December of 2015, 7 years after Jamie went missing, a tip led the Itawamba County authorities to an abandoned well in hopes of finally locating Jamie's body, But this tip led them nowhere. They found absolutely no sign of Jamie, and police stated at this point Jamie's case was a 7-year-old cold case and that they had no solid leads. The tip had actually led them to a well in like an abandoned area, and they searched the whole well and couldn't find any belongings or Jamie. They made another plea to the public asking for anybody with any information about Jamie's disappearance to please contact Crime Stoppers or the Itawamba County Sheriff's Office at 662-862-3401. After that, Jamie's case quickly went quiet again. No new leads, no mention of whether or not authorities believe foul play was involved, and no mention of any suspect that they believed could be involved if there was potentially foul play, and more importantly, no answers for the family. Jamie's face and name. You'd see less of Jamie's face and name as each year passed. And then 6 months after this interview, on the 8th of September, 2021, 13 years after Jamie had went missing, a 911 call came into dispatch from a logging crew that was working off State Line Road in Tremont, stating that they believed they had came across some human remains. The authorities quickly arrived on the scene and determined that the bones that were found were in fact human remains. There were multiple bones not buried or covered. The bones included a skull, and authorities also uncovered a jacket, wallet, and picture ID in the same spot where the bones were located. And when the authorities looked at the ID, they were in shock. James Hosea Wright was the name on the identification card found, and the ID was in almost perfect condition, which in my opinion is crazy. 13 years in the elements with the bugs and animals and stuff in the woods, and the ID was still in great condition. I've got my driver's license wet in my back pocket, and it completely made my license not even readable. Like, I couldn't even see my picture. It completely messed it up. So that's crazy to me. But that's not the craziest thing about the discovery of Jamie's body. The craziest thing is that where the loggers found his remains was only a mile to a mile and a half away from where Jamie was last seen 13 years ago. So this to me means one of two things. Either Jamie was placed there sometime after the search was conducted, which would explain why the search dog didn't track his scent to where his body was, or Jamie's body had been there the whole time and the dog they used was just completely incompetent or bad at police work. I don't know, but that in and of itself is so bizarre to me. So authorities announced that Jamie's remains had tentatively been identified that same day. They felt pretty sure to say that it was him. But they also stated that his remains were being sent to the Mississippi State Crime Lab in Pearl, Mississippi, so they could actually determine if it was him. And the sheriff of the county said that after learning of the discovery of his son's remains, Jeff Wright said that he actually felt some relief. Then he said, quote, "I'm trying to let it all soak in. I waited 13 years for this day to come. It hurts, but there's some relief too. I just want justice for my son." So obviously, this is an active investigation. Once again, the AG is asking that anyone with any information regarding this case to please call the sheriff's office. They are trying to piece the puzzle together in hopes of getting justice for Jamie's family. Now, something I didn't mention was after authorities had found the remains, they went to the same area, like where his remains were found, and they had like metal detectors, because come to find out, Jamie had actually went in the woods the day that he went missing behind his grandparents' house with a gun, because it says a lot. I mean, we don't know what happened. There is a lot of drug activity in that area. It's really bizarre because that county, Itawamba County, hadn't had a murder since before 2009. Like, they don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. So it's pretty bizarre if someone murdered him in the woods behind his grandparents' home and his body had been there all these years, you know, like without the elements and bugs and animals and stuff, you know, tearing apart his wallet and jacket. That's bizarre to me. Also, like I said, if his body was out there, why didn't the dog find him? I mean, that really don't make sense. The dog went across the road to another wooded area, but couldn't track Jamie's scent a mile to a mile and a half away from the backyard of his grandparents' home. It's just really weird. So hopefully we'll get the results back from the state crime lab and we'll be able to see what really happened or what the cause of death was. Maybe authorities are keeping a lot of stuff close to the chest to protect the integrity of the investigation. But, I mean, it's just a lot of missing pieces here. Something happened. I mean, I don't know. His sister and his dad are adamant about the fact that Jamie didn't take his own life. And you have to believe that they know more about who he was as a person. And so I doubt that he actually did go into the woods and take his own life. But I don't know. I mean, But during the search where they used the dog, they don't state this in reports, but they did find like a clandestine like meth lab in the like wooded area where they found some of his items in the beginning, and they found like some paraphernalia and stuff like that. So like I said, authorities probably thought that this was just a case of a troubled kid who was addicted to meth who just ran off, you know. I don't know who would have known he was going in the woods that day to hurt him or what. I mean, the day he went missing was his dad's birthday. Even I doubt he went into the woods to kill himself on his dad's birthday. The gun really matters. I would be so interested to know if they found that, and if they have found that, was it near his body? I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of things that authorities have not released, but I'm waiting until they release it. And like I said, I will do an updated video for you guys so you guys can stay updated, because this case has blown my mind. I didn't even know who Jamie Wright was before I seen the picture of his identification card while scrolling through my Facebook feed on the 8th of September when his body was found. And it made me feel so sad because this boy had been missing all this time and was only a mile away from where he was last seen. How does that happen? But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to Jamie's story, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.